Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all of you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So once again, we're grateful for another blessed time and opportunity that we've been given by the Lord to once again present the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as my brother and I come together with you to go into the Word of God once again. Now, tonight we are on another, possibly short series, but we're still dealing with the same particular person, character. We're talking about the man of sin, and we have given unto you the Word of God and let you know who we're dealing with, the popes. And tonight we're looking at, there is another name in the Word of God that the man of sin is given. And God, the one thing we got to remember about the Lord is that whatever God does, he doesn't go without leaving himself a witness. Amen. So as we await for my brother, Brother Rob, to join us, wherever you at with me, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful once again for this opportunity you've given us. We pray, Father, that you will bless us in your word. Help us, Lord, to deliver the message that will be pleasing in your sight. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth in the name of Jesus for your glory. So, Lord God, this day, Lord, I pray that you will bless the hearer who is listening, that, God, that you would touch them by your spirit in their hearts and that you unveil this truth unto them. Father, we pray that you unveil the visions that you will reveal unto them by the Holy Ghost and give them understanding of the word of God. So, Lord God, we thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. We are once again in a new part of the series. We're still dealing with the man of sin. And we, in the man of sin, part one and two, we had let you know that this man of sin is the popes. And we let you know that when Paul was talking about the man of sin, he wasn't talking about just one person, but he was talking about a succession of men all throughout time, all the way up to the last one before Christ's return. And therefore, the word of God gives the man of sin another name. You know, as I said to you a minute ago, whenever the Lord does something, he doesn't do without leaving himself a witness. Okay. And when he talks about the man of sin, when he talks about these popes, he gives them different names that describes something about them or their character, okay? And I want to say, as we get ready to go on, those of you who are listening who may be Roman Catholic, I want to say to you tonight that what you hear from us, I'm going to point you to Jesus to say, ask him if it's true or not. Now, some of you you know, may get offended. We're not trying to personally offend you, but we have to give the truth. And the Lord wants his people to know the truth. If he didn't, he would have never had it written, okay? So, as I said before, the Word of God gives also another name to this man of sin. And this other name is going to be found in Daniel chapter 7. So we're going to go to Daniel chapter 7. We're going to look at this other name that God calls this man of sin. And we're going to look at somewhat a little bit at what God gave Daniel to write to inform us about this man of sin. Just like God gave Paul what to write to inform us about the man of sin, to let us know about that he is not saved, that he is the son of perdition, he's the son of the lost, that he will be, you know, like Judas, chosen of the Lord, but his choosing will be saved. And hallelujah, God had given his other servants about this man of sin. And we're going to, like I said, go to Daniel chapter 7. But before we go there, I'm going to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. Okay. Look like we having, well, I want to say technical difficulties, but we have an enemy that's, his name is Satan. And what we're presenting to you, the listener, he does not want you to get it. So in Jesus' name, we bind the hindering spirit that the devil has sent to hinder this message from going forward. Satan, we plead the blood of Jesus against you and your works today in Jesus' name. We command you to turn loose of these airwaves, and we come against every cohort and every imp that you have sent to cause this interference. We plead the blood of Jesus against you, and we command you to turn loose right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Turn loose over these airwaves in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless, brother. Glory to God. So, as my brother get ready to, and he may end up calling back in and starting again, because one thing about it, the enemy sought to hinder, but he would not hinder for long. Glory to God. So he'll be calling back in a minute. As I said before, we're going to look at what the Lord gave Daniel about this man of sin. And what we need to know concerning this man of sin. And so we're going to go to the book of Daniel, chapter 7. The book of Daniel, chapter 7. Of Daniel chapter 7, and we're going to go to verse 1. I'm going to patch my brother on again. God bless you, brother.
How you doing today?
Oh, blessing the Lord. Yes, just made the devil mad once again, brother. The power of the Lord broke through. He was trying to keep you from getting on, Amen. And with the prayer and battling the enemy, and God's power prevail once again.
Amen.
We know that what we are telling people, and people, please hear us. We're not trying to toot our own horn and trying to make ourselves look big. But we know what we're telling you. Definitely, Satan does not want you to know this.
Amen.
I know without a shadow of a doubt.
Amen.
He does not want you to know this, okay?
That's right. He don't want you to know.
Don't know. Oh, yes, sir. And ever since me and my brother have been going into this series, even back here a couple months or so ago, he's been doing his little prick and prod, and, you know, if he ain't messing with the airwaves, he's trying to mess with us. That's why we say we appreciate all the prayers of the saints on our behalf, praying for us, because this is something that is real serious.
Amen.
And very serious. And he does not want you to know none of this. And this is why, too, another reason, we're not flying through this thing fast. I know that they even make him more mad because we're taking our time, okay?
Yeah.
You know, when they say, oh, you're taking your time, why don't you just go on? No, we ain't flying through. You know, that just make it worse for him when we take our time because God wants us to do that. So
Amen.
Once again, brother, thank God for you. I'm blessed. And once again, we got an opportunity to continue to lay some pain on that devil. Continue. Boy, he just hurting all over. Every time the word of God going forward, just hitting him everywhere. Boy, he just catching the head, knee, feet, all of it. And I just want to keep pouring on him. Hallelujah. We are
Amen.
Going back on something that my brother had talked to you about back here some, at least about maybe a week or two ago. We're going to look at the little horn. Now, as we told you, and we deal with the last part of the series, the man of sin, 1 and 2. We told you about who this man of sin is, and that is a succession of men, and it's dealing with the popes, okay? And as I said to you once before, that God doesn't do things without leaving himself a witness.
Amen.
So when he used Paul to tell us that this one will be called the man of sin, the word of God also gives another name to this man of sin that God had given to Daniel to tell us. So if we, as we go into the book of Daniel chapter 7, and I'm going to read a few verses here, and then I'm going to turn over to the hands of my brother. Daniel chapter 7, starting at verse 1, the word of God said, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings there were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Verse 7 said, after this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, and devour and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Now I'm going to stop there. Glory be to God. Before I go into verse 8. Now, the scripture here in verse 7, and it talks about even the verses before that, these beasts. Hallelujah. And we're told in verse 17 in this chapter, who these beasts represent. They represent four kings over four kingdoms that at different times had ruled here on earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
The interesting thing is verse 7, that Daniel said that I had beheld a fourth beast. And he described him as dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly. Okay? Now, one of the things about this, and it tells you here in this seventh verse, that this beast here was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And letting you know that this beast was different than the previous three that Daniel had mentioned. But what's interesting about this verse is that in that seventh verse, it tells you that this beast was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. But when you think on it and go back and look at verse 3, it already told you that. So you may say, well, what's so interesting about that if it already told me that? Well, see, here's the thing that we got to understand here, that it mentions in verse 3 that these four beasts, it already told you that they were diverse one from another. But verse 7, when Daniel goes to talking about this fourth beast, he had to mention once again that this beast, see, now he done got particular now, straight in particular, he said that that were diverse from all the beasts that were before it, before the three that were before it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, for Daniel had to repeat that again, okay, what he was showing us and let you know that there had to be something about this fourth beast that made it stand out over the other three. Because for him to repeat, it was diverse from all the beasts before it, when already in verse 3, it told you that all the beasts was different one from another. Hallelujah.
Man.
And so we understand that this beast, hallelujah, glory to God, represents four kings. And if there's four kings, there has to be four kingdoms. Okay? Because you can't have a king. You ain't got no kingdom. What you king of? Okay? If you ain't got no kingdom, you know, if you're going to be called king, well, what you king of? You got to have a king. So these four beasts represent four kings over four kingdoms. Okay? And we notice that in verse 7 that he said that this beast had 10 horns. Now, if you remember in the other series, and I think it was the series that we did about who was persecuting the kingdom people, and we talked to you about Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And remember, Revelation 12 and 3 said, John of Revelation said, I saw a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns. And we told you that that was wrong. Well, guess what? It's the same thing here. Okay? See, God, this is why when you study on a particular subject, you get all the witnesses on that subject you can find. And you study what each one of them have to say on that subject, that you may get an overall clarity on what you're studying. And you'll notice that God gave each one of them something about this, either this beast, this kingdom, this king, and also this man of sin. Okay? So we want to keep that in mind. Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. And see, this kingdom, once again, Daniel had to point out to you, he describes it as dreadful and terrible. Okay? The words that he described this kingdom itself is causing it to stick out above the other three. Now, the other three that was before, Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, and then now Rome. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And the word of God said in verse 8, Daniel said, I consider the horns. So now he's looking at the horns. See, some in his dream, that in the vision, what God had given him, somebody had captured his eye. See, that's just like, for example, when you have dreams, or God give you dreams, you know, many times, you know, you say, well, I don't know what it means. But many times what you do, you look for particular things in the dream that stick out. You know, what stick out to you about the dream? Was there any, you know, for example, colors. Colors represent different things, okay? Colors have a positive or a negative meaning. Numbers. Numbers represent things, okay? Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So Daniel is telling you here, he said, I consider the horns. You said, well, Daniel, what? You know, if you think to yourself, you said, well, Daniel, what made you consider the horns? How, you know, you talked about his teeth. Why you didn't say, I consider the teeth? Because, see, it had to be something in that about this fourth kingdom that caught his attention, besides it being dreadful and terrible. So he said, I consider the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. Okay? Now, we're talking to you today about the man of sin. And see, here's the other name that the word of God gives him, calls him Little Horn, okay? Little Horn. And Daniel yeah. said, I consider the horns. Glory be to God. And behold, there came up from among them another little horn. Now remember, this beast had 10 horns, just like the 10 horns we read in Revelation 12 and 3. I remember my brother and I shared with you that that was Rome, but Rome had a war within itself, and the empire was divided into what? 10 kingdoms. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so this little horn comes up when the 10 horns are already set up. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
See, it didn't come up just among the 10 horns. It didn't come up where there was 8 horns and it made number 9. There was already 10 horns, okay? So now it comes up when the 10 horns are established and what? Plucked up 3 of them, okay? Which shows you that the rise of this man of sin being around the time, especially when there becomes a division in the Roman Empire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And Daniel talks about him. When he came up, he plucked out 3. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, this man of sin, this little horn, he is going to have and has had secular power and spiritual power. He is going to be of a warlike nature. Glory be to God.
Amen.
And God wants you to know. See, God wants you to know about, see, and me and my brother sharing with you, now these popes through the years, yeah, they do a lot of the smiling at you. But I'm going to tell you, you hold on, you're going to see the real truth about them. See, many of the early saints saw this. They saw the man of sin, the popes that came up through their time, they saw the truth of it. They was the same ones that went to what? To get rid of them, the saints. Want to have them killed. And you know what? They wasn't raptured up. They weren't taken up. They got to see the true nature. A minute of those popes up coming through the time. And guess what that means for us today? I know some of y'all say, oh, no, don't say it. Yes, you're going to get to see it.
You're going to get to see it.
You know,
that's
one
right.
of the things they
if
said about
good.
Peter, well, not one of the things, but quite a few things. For example, Pope Francis. Boy, they're taking away. He gets and he pick your baby up and he kiss him on the cheek and they, oh my goodness, he kiss him, he's so nice, and he cook for himself and he drive for himself and everything. They just big time bragging. Amen. And see, little by little, his thoughts, especially on homosexuality, starting to seek out. It's coming out. Okay? Yeah. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. Listen, it takes time for a fruit to grow on the tree now. You don't just put a tree in the ground and pop, the fruit come out. No, it takes time, but that's what God said. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruits.
Amen.
Jesus said you got to sit back and watch. Don't be so quick to jump. You got to watch to see what kind of fruit is coming. And see, people became taken away. Oh, do you know he cooked for himself? He dried for himself. He kisses the baby and all that. And people were just taken away. And now, when he told that man 2 years ago that God made him a homosexual, even the news broadcasters, you could hear the neighborhood like they were shocked. But the true believers
Amen.
Don't be shocked. I said
yeah.
again, the true believers won't be shocked. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Anytime the closer you come to God, the more deception be revealed. I say it again. Anytime you come close to God, more of the deception be revealed. The
Amen.
Faithful is not going to be fooled. The faithful is not going to be fooled by the little horn or the man of sin. Do you hear that? They're not going to be fooled. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
My brother read to you yesterday, and I want to encourage you all, go back and listen to the Man of Sin part 1 and 2. My brother read to you the different titles, blasphemous, what they're saying, that the popes took upon themselves to call themselves.
Amen.
Oh, wow. We won't talk about that much now, would we? But some of us as Christians, we talking about, oh, he's the greatest preacher that you hear. Okay. The same ones that telling you they are the lamb slain for the sins of the world. The same ones that takes a title that only belongs to one person.
Amen. Yes.
And applies it to themselves.
Yes.
Listen, I don't even want my name spelled J-E-S-U-S. I'm just going to be honest with you. When you start taking titles, there are just some titles that just belong to one person, and that is Jesus. You don't take that upon yourself to call yourself that.
That's right.
When you have people saying, oh, he is God on earth, you know what? If some don't make you hit the brakes in your car, I don't know what will. When you hear something like that, you should stop and go, oh, what did he say? Did he say he's God on earth? Oh, wait a minute. Stop for a second. Something's wrong. Listen, that go for me. If people start calling me God on earth and I don't rebuke them and I start taking it in, it's something wrong. Amen. Amen. And see, God was giving Daniel to tell us that when this man of sin will come, these 10 horns, they was already established. When the Lombard kingdom come in, that made a complete rent of the Roman Empire. And so now this other little horn, man, they rose up and he conquered 3 of those kings. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord,
thank you,
name.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. You know, I know some of y'all saying, oh my goodness, what's wrong with him? Well, we got to tell you. We got to tell you. And listen, you know, the devil is not letting us just waltz up here and tell y'all. I'm just going to be straight up with you. He's not letting us waltz in and just tell y'all. I thank God for the Holy Ghost and strength, okay?
Amen.
Amen. See, some things come at you, you know why it's coming at you. I say it again. Some things that's coming at you, you know why it's coming at you. When you are speaking on something, listen, people are afraid. Let me get more specific. Some Christians are more afraid to speak on certain things because they say, hey, you know, I don't know about this backlash that's coming from this. You know, I don't know about that. So we keep quiet. But I'm here to tell you something. God's going to have somebody to tell it.
Amen.
Somebody going to tell it. Don't you think me and Brother Ronnie is the only two telling it about this? We're not the only two, okay?
The only one, that's right.
By far we ain't, okay? Amen. We're not the only two.
Amen.
And some of y'all may have heard it and just ignored it and didn't pay no attention to it. You know, you probably thought the person that was telling was rambling. Oh, he just going off and on. No. See, God gives us history, and then he gives you about the future, okay?
Amen.
And he gives you the history to let you know the things that happened that's shaping up what? Concerning the present and the future. And so, therefore, he's talking to us about this little horn, and he tells us in verse 8 that this horn had a mouth speaking great things. Understand something. That great things was not good great, okay? This is bad great, okay? Ain't no good great, okay? This is bad great. So we don't want y'all to be fooled because y'all see the word great things and think, oh, well, he must have been good because he's speaking great things. It ain't no good great. It's a bad great. None of that, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now I'm going to stop it there. Get ready to turn over to the hands of my brother because we're going to have a part two on this. So go ahead, brother. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Take it back in again, brother.
Amen.
Eighth verse. I considered the horn, and behold, there came up among them another little horn. Now, this little horn snuck in, okay? But he was already there, okay? And he was amongst the power, okay? This little horn, okay? Because that's what the little horn represents. The little, every time you see the horn, a horn in Revelations and in prophecy, it's a power, okay? And this horn is not just a little horn, but this horn is stouter than the other horns. And this horn was able to pluck up three of the horns, three of the kings that was before it, okay? And to take their power. Thank you, Jesus. Now, he's taking their power. What is he going to do? Because this, like I told you, remember yesterday I told you that the devil needs somebody to represent him in the earth. That's what the Pope is. That's what the man of sin is, okay? That's what the little horn is, okay? That's what the papacy is, okay? The whole line, okay? Now, both, and it's a succession of men, okay? The little horn is a succession of men, okay? And so is, hallelujah, so is the man of sin. It's a succession of men, okay? And they all share these same titles, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And remember I told you last night, I read to you some of the things that it said, the blasphemous things that the titles that the Pope take upon himself. Thank you, Jesus. And he says he's Lord God, and he's the Pope, okay? And he's another God on earth, okay? This is stuff that they say, okay? And how can you excuse that?
Amen.
And then they get mad because the brothers on the church, okay, I'm a brother on the line, some of the brothers, okay, in different churches say, hey, I'm a little G. They get mad with him because they say, I'm a little G, right? But they don't get mad with this man. With this man say, I'm the Lord God, and I got power over all. I got power over heaven. I got power over the earth. And I got power in hell. I'm over all these, okay? And that I can change the scriptures if I want to. And that's what he does. I can change the scriptures. I can change the meaning of them. They are what I say they are. This is what they're saying, okay? Hallelujah. And this man, I have the keys of, ain't that what the Pope, all the Popes say, I have the keys of Peter. And he passed them down, okay, to me. I have the keys of Peter. And I have power to shut up heaven, and I have power to open heaven. That's the claims that they make.
Amen.
And nobody says anything about this. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I remember when that Pope got on TV and he said that they was the only that the church, the Catholic Church, is the only church that's God's church, and everybody else ain't God's church.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But he let the cat out the bag too soon, okay? because when you're seeking for people to follow you, you can't say things like that, okay? If you're trying to get people to follow you, you're trying to get people to join you, you can't say, hey, we're the only true, we're the only supreme, the greatest church, we're the only one. If you say stuff like that, then people is gonna be kind of they're gonna say, hey, I don't think I'm gonna join you because he's saying these things, okay? It don't sound right, okay? But most people do not check the things. It's just like people don't check the idolatry, okay? You go in the Catholic Church and you see statues everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Don't you? You see statues outside the church, on this side of the church, that corner of the church. You see all kinds of statues. And nobody says anything. But if a brother stumbles in one of these other churches, they make a big deal about it. These people have done—they have committed incest. Okay, they not only incest, but they have committed fornication. Okay, pedophiles. Okay, they have found so many of them. So many of those priests have been caught doing what? For years and years, they've been doing this stuff. All throughout the world, they've been doing this stuff.
Amen.
And they ain't even the tip of the iceberg, okay? They ain't even seen all the other stuff they did, okay? They don't even know half the stuff they did. Thank you, Jesus. But they've been doing this stuff for centuries. Centuries after century, they've been doing all this stuff.
Amen.
And then say they have the power to absolve somebody's sins. I can have sex with you, and then I can absolve your sins. Does that sound crazy to you? Well, it should.
Amen.
Would Jesus do that? Ask yourself, would Jesus do that? Would Jesus lay down with a person, have sex with a person, and then say, now I'm absolving you from your sins? Does that sound right? No, it doesn't sound right because that ain't the doctrine of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. But let's go to let's continue reading some of this Daniel. Okay, we're still in Daniel 7 chapter. Okay, thank you, Jesus. And this man had this horn had the eyes like of a man. Okay, that means it's men and a mouth speaking great. Okay, my brother just got through telling you that. Okay, now all those things that I told you yesterday, all those titles that I gave you, all those things that I told you yesterday, that's only part of the stuff that they call him. Okay.
Amen.
But in other words, he's Jesus Christ, and y'all, you know that there cannot be but one Jesus Christ, don't you?
Amen.
So how come you didn't check them? Okay, you people that claim to be Christians. How come you didn't check them?
Yeah.
When they said I'm the vicar of Christ.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You can see that vicarious Philly Deli. That's what that means. That means I am the vicar of Christ. I'm the equal to Christ. I am the same as Christ. You know, they cannot be one but one Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, because Christ is God's Word. He's the Word of God. The Word became flesh. That what it says in John, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Amen. As the only begotten of the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. And that this man went about doing all type of what? Good, healing, sick, hallelujah, raising the dead. Thank you, Jesus. Feeding, hallelujah, feeding people, thousands, out of five loaves and a few fish, okay? That was Jesus. That's what Jesus
Amen.
Did, okay? And you ain't seen the Pope do nothing like that at all. What Pope have you ever
yeah.
seen did anything like that? And I don't know how many
yeah.
Popes it's been, but you ain't never seen one do nothing like that, like Jesus did. Not one thing that Jesus did have you seen one Pope do. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's go to this the 11th verse right here, okay? 11th verse says, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Okay, now the beast, you see, you hear people going around saying that they the beast, right?
Yeah.
The beast is not one man. The beast is not a person, okay? The beast is a country, a nation, a whole bunch of people. Like, I mean, it is not just one nation. It's nations of people, okay? That's what the beast is, because that's where the Pope gets his power. That's how he gets his power, through the people that he came out of, okay? Through the ten kingdoms, he gets his power through them. That's how he gets his power, okay? Those are the seven horns. Thank you, Jesus. He has his own power. He has his own power because he's plucked up three of the horns, okay? He plucked up three of the kings, and he took their power. And now he's got backup from all the other seven, okay? The seven
Amen.
other kings. So these are nations, okay? That's what the beast is. Thank you, Jesus. Now the beast and the Pope are two different things, okay? And the mother of harlots is a different thing, okay? Also, okay? Because the mother of harlots is the church, okay? Now
yeah.
Let me show you something. This man of sin, or this Pope, okay, or this son of perdition, this little horn, he's supposed to represent Jesus Christ, okay? That's what he's supposed to represent. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so this little horn builds his church, okay? His church is called the Mother of Harlots.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. He built his church by the power of the devil. The beast is the one that
mm-hmm.
gave him the power to build his church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the beast, the people that the nations and the peoples that represent the beast, okay, they represent Satan. That's what they representing, okay? That's who they belong
Amen.
To. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, see how Satan is trying to imitate Christ?
Amen.
He takes the place of Christ. He builds up a church, and his church claims to be the church that Jesus Christ set up, and it's not, okay? And then he claims to have the authority of the apostles to build the church. And he claims to have the authority that Peter had, because he mistakenly, hallelujah, think that the keys that Jesus Christ gave to Peter is the same keys that he claimed to have, which is not the same thing, okay? They are different, okay? Because the keys that the Catholic Church is building upon, saying, well, this is that we have the keys, okay? We have the keys to do this and to do that, okay? And they think that these keys was only given to Peter, and the other apostles didn't have no keys, okay? They didn't have no authority. They had no power. The only one who had keys was Peter. And then they say that Peter was the first pope, which is the biggest lie in the world. And people accept that. Yeah. How could Peter be a pope? Wasn't no popes, okay? When Peter was alive, there wasn't no popes, okay? The devil was just trying to sneak in there at that time, okay? That demonic spirit was trying to sneak in there, hallelujah, was trying to sneak in at the time, okay? But it wasn't no pope at that time, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And you got to remember what Jesus said, hallelujah, in that 16th chapter of Matthew, when he's talking about, I upon this rock I build my church. And Jesus Christ was referring to him own self. He was saying, I am the rock, okay? Called Peter a rock, but he said, upon this rock, he was talking about himself. He was referring to himself. Jesus Christ would never be referring to a man as being the rock. The rock is God. The rock is his word. The rock is his power, okay? Hallelujah. His salvation. That's the rock, okay? So how could Peter ever say that he was the rock? He wasn't no rock.
Amen.
Okay, Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you read that and they say, well, we see we have the keys of Peter. Now you don't have no keys of Peter. You can't have no keys of Peter, because you're the one that killed Peter. The Roman power was the one that killed Peter. Thank you, Jesus. And killed all the apostles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So but when you read this stuff, okay, you gotta read it with the Spirit of God, okay? You cannot understand anything unless you ask God to give you understanding, okay? Don't even try to read anything that's in the Scriptures unless you go to God first and ask him to give you understanding, to give you knowledge, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. He gives you power to search things out, to see, okay? Now, If what you believe don't bear out with the Scriptures, okay, if you believe something that goes against what the Scripture says, okay, then what you believe is wrong, okay? Because the Scriptures, they don't contradict themselves, okay? All right? No doctrine comes out of the gospel that's contradictory, okay? Now, the only reason it seems contradictory to you because you're a devil. Most times, excuse for saying it, okay? Most times people, they're too much in their flesh, or they're too much in their own mind. So they can't understand those things, so they think they're contradictory. That don't make no sense. Well, it ain't going to make no sense to you long as you're in the flesh. And long as you're fleshly minded, long as you're carnal minded, long as you're demonic minded, okay? Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Okay? Well, it should. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where we at, brother? Behold, then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. Now, this is something that the Lord is letting you know something right there, that this beast power is going to be destroyed. Who is the beast power? All those nations that support the Pope, okay? All those nations, they're the beast power, okay? And these nations are gonna be destroyed. They're gonna be burned up. Thank you, Jesus. Wars are coming, brother. You, if you only knew what's coming, what's about to happen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
What's coming soon, okay? But we ain't even got past this other part. How they do is coming to America, okay? But it's so much great things that are going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. And this beast is going to finally be destroyed, okay? And do you know the Catholic? It talk about the Catholic Church. It's going to be burned, okay? It talk about that. That the whole Babylon is going to be burned, okay? It said Babylon is falling, It says that in Revelation that it about it being fallen. It talk about it in Isaiah too about the falling of Babylon. Thank you, Jesus. And it says here in Daniel, that's three witnesses that you have about the falling of Babylon. So the devil, the Pope is going to be toppled, okay? The Catholic Church is going to be burned up, and all those nations that follow after, which is called the beast, is going to be destroyed too. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that's going to be the final downfall. It ain't going to last. It's not going to last forever because it cannot last forever because you know why? Jesus Christ is coming back. And when Jesus Christ is coming back, his church is never going to be destroyed, okay, again, like it was before. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be persecution. Hallelujah. It's going to be bad. It is going to be bad.
Amen.
I tell you that. But it ain't going to be destroyed, not like it was back then, where it was
Amen.
Stamped out, where it was wiped out, where it was completely destroyed. Hallelujah, where God just let it be destroyed, and then it went back to heaven. The authority that was of Christ went back to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. That ain't going to never happen again, okay? That ain't happening. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the devil is, I got to tell you something, brothers. War is coming.
Amen.
This little horn has declared war against the body of Christ, people of God, okay, against the church of Christ, okay? This little horn is declaring war. The Pope is declaring war, okay? And that's why she's calling all her children back to her now. All her children is going back to her so they can regroup, hallelujah, and so that they can physically. Now this is not a spiritual war, okay? This is a real physical war. Do you understand, brothers?
Yeah.
If you had never understood anything else, you better understand that this, just like the persecution that's real, that's coming across the world, is coming toward America, is real. That's going to be real. This war is real, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And Satan is raging a war against us, okay? And he's using these three powers. He's using communism. He's using Roman Catholicism. And he's using... Hallelujah. What's that other one? What's the other one, brother?
Using
Roman Catholicism. He's using communism. And what's the other one? Islam.
Yeah,
Islam. Okay, those are three powers. Because socialism is communism, okay? But it's a lesser form of communism. But these are the three things that are trying to invade America, trying to destroy America, okay? And this is where this pin, you know, this coronavirus thing is coming. That's
Amen.
It's taking that opportunity because of this coronavirus, okay, to bring people into a state where they are doing nothing, okay? They're not going to church. They're not doing anything. They're relaxing.
Right.
And the Lord allowed it to be, but the Lord allowed it to be so you can get ready. Preparation time, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You are unprepared for what's about to happen in 2021. You are unprepared. You, if you think this year, people talking about, I'm glad for this year, you're going to be wishing for this year in a little while. you said they're talking about, I'll be glad when this year ends. No, you're gonna be, next year, you're going to be wishing for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brother, take it away. I give it back to you.
Well,
thank you,
praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of truth, you know, and people, we're telling y'all about this man of sin through the word of God. And it's important that you know this, because it's a tie-in to the end-time work of the Lord Jesus Christ. All this is it's a tie-in. And right now, many of you may not see it where it's a tie-in it, but you will when it's all said and done. Okay, you understand this tie-in, because as my brother said, his little horn is going to make war with the saints. And that's what the Bible said. Not the sinner, but the saints. Okay?
Amen.
That's going to make war with. Okay? And as my brother told you, this is the time that you need to get ready. Okay? And get prepared. The spirit of the Antichrist has already went forth. And this
Amen.
Is another one of the reasons why our brothers and sisters are being killed in these other countries. Okay? It has really reared its head. It has really shown itself. And now over here, it's coming more and more and more to being. And like I said, I know that many of you are shocked, and right now you're not hearing what we're saying about that part, that what's going to happen in America. But this is what I'm saying to you. Hold on. You'll see. Hold on. You'll see. See, right now, you're blind to what's happening. And see, they already planted stuff right under your nose. Okay? Some of you is not even looking at the news. You know, a lot of this stuff that they do report on the news, where there's certain laws they thinking about enforcing, or making or something like that, is actually telling you what's going to come about. But because we're so caught up in how many Benjamins we can make and how many Rolls Royces we can have and how we can become popular with people and get all these titles to our name, you know, have people call us the dynamic, the fabulous, the outstanding, you know, all that kind of names, you know. You know, some people, you know, you go to a service at church and when they get to announce a speaker, man, they got all those adjectives coming out their mouth. Oh, he's the dynamic, the fantastic. You be like, oh, my goodness, would you please stop? You just got overboard. And see, that's what had happened. You know, I see it in the body of Christ. Man, we have become so accustomed to praising ourselves, okay? We've become so accustomed to really praising somebody who we think may have a greater gift in us, a greater talent, okay? And now, even in the gospel music world, we're giving ourselves titles like the Prince of Gospel, the Prince of Worship, the King of Worship, the Queen of Gospel. You know, we get all these titles, and then we threw in there divas, the divas of gospel. Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think diva means goddess, you know.
Yeah.
And that's coming out of, I mean, you know, it's now, you know, some back in the day, people used to do stuff, you know, even when it was sin, they try to hide it, you know. They try to hide.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not being hid, okay? These coming out. And these titles that they're giving to themselves and being given by man, and so man is now praising them on that, okay? You can just hear it, man. You just, you know, and You'll be like, where did these titles come from? Where are you? The Prince of Gospel, the King of Gospel, the Queen of Gospel. What is this? Okay? And so that's what has happened among the believers. We have adapted the style of the world. Okay? We have adapted it. We have come, you know, instead of the world looking at us saying, hey, we want to act like them, we acting like the world. So whatever they come up with, we want a, quote, church verse. Yeah, we want a church verse. You know, one time, brother, one church, and I know many of y'all know this, remember the amateur night at Apollo? Well, you had some churches imitating that. They started having their own amateur night at Apollo in the church building. I said, you got to be kidding me. And that's the invitation. You know what this man of sin is going to say? He's going to say, ain't nothing wrong with all that. Ain't nothing wrong with all that. God is for it. Like I said, just like that Pope told that guy. He said, God made you that way. He loved you. He said it. And like my brother just said, where were you, church leaders, big televangelists? Where were you when the Pope said that?
Amen.
I'm shouting out to you, big televangelists. Okay?
Yeah.
When he said and told that man that God made him a homosexual, that means he said God was a partaker in that priest raping him.
Amen.
Where were you, televangelists? Where were y'all? Where were you at? There was no uproar. There was no march. None of that. Okay? This is the same man that the United States, when he came to the United States back here a few years ago, they said they had a Jeep lined up for each state he was going to go in. Because you know the Pope like to ride standing up in the Jeep, you know, waving at everybody. And they said they had a Jeep for him. Each state he was going to enter in. And the man told him. He said, God made you that way. And I did not hear a single, quote, time televangelist say nothing. No, nobody, that mouth wasn't open. Didn't nobody say nothing. It just went on.
Nope.
Went on.
Didn't. Amen.
But whether y'all understand it or not, that was a message.
It was.
That's a message how many is going to give in to what he is saying.
Yeah.
And they're going to come into agreement with it. And you can believe it or not, watch. You're going to see some of these big time televangelists, they're going to give in to that. They're going to come in agreement with that.
Amen.
That's one of the reasons why some of them didn't say nothing, because they agree with it. They said, well, okay, I got to see how I can come out and let them know I'm with that. So they're trying to figure it out now, how I can come out and tell them that I'm with the same-sex marriage. I got to figure out. So right now what they're doing is they're saying, you know, God loves everybody, and we don't supposed to judge. See, that's a cover-up. Soon after that, they're going to start telling, hey, we for it big time. Yep, we for it. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, we for it.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's
and you can go up to them and say, well, hey, don't the scriptures say differently? Well, you're going to be like that lady over there that she over was a gay homosexual church over there in San Francisco. She said, when God talked about it was abomination for a man to be with a man, you know, the earth was still being populated, something like this. She said it was still being population or something, but it's already, population is over with now. I said, you say what? But see, like I said, the big time televangelists, people, they don't say a word. Not a word. You got the platform. You got so many thousand, even some million people just looking at it, listening, and you don't say a word. And notice that many of the big-time televangelists on the TV do not speak on these subjects like this. Have you ever wondered why?
Amen. Why?
Why? I got to say this, and I ain't trying to be funny. How come T.D. Jakes don't do a whole sermon on homosexuality? Okay. Have you ever wondered why? How come Joel Osteen don't do it? You ever wonder why? Did you ever wonder why they don't speak a straight sermon about sin, period?
Amen. Talk about sin.
If you listen to most of them, everybody say. Everybody
yeah.
say. Everybody blue wash. Everybody under the covenant. If you listen to them, everybody say. There's nothing said about sin.
Amen.
And we don't say, why is that? So, of course, the Pope can come out and make a certain statement. Why? Because he don't look for nobody to stand and say nothing.
That's right.
And guess what? He's right. Why is it that the news crew was the only people that sound like they were shocked? No.
Amen.
You didn't hear. My God, you didn't hear. Listen, even Beyonce. Now, I wasn't intending to say that. Even Beyonce, this church, what was it, 2 years ago, they going to hold a big thing for Beyonce in the service. What were they doing? Playing her music over the speakers.
Are you kidding?
That's why, for example, you got to be careful what you watch in your house or what you listen to. You don't know. You can release an atmosphere for evil spirits to operate in. This woman is the same one that told you that spirit that takes over her is called Sasha Fierce.
Wow.
And you're going to play her music over the service in the congregation? Oh, come on.
Amen.
You can see the spirit of witchcraft on her. Strong. You can see it.
Yes.
Amen. And now the believers. She was on one of these supposedly gospel video, and she was wearing this outfit. You know what the outfit looked like? The outfit of ISIS. If you
Amen.
Ever look at that video, you look at that video. The name of the song said, "When Jesus say yes, nobody can't say no." Look at that video and see what. Watch what she's wearing. Then under that, she's wearing some short, look like Daisy Dukes. Nobody hit. Nothing. Nothing at all. And just dancing in the video. This is supposed to be gospel now.
Yes.
Supposed to be gospel. You don't hear nothing. Why? Because that's what they have become. That's why people like Snoop Dogg can sit up there and say, "I'm gonna make a church album," and these big time gospel singers get together with it. That's why the Word of God said, "Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers."
Amen.
And they did it anyhow, and then with the justifying. And the same man, Snoop Dogg,
yeah,
that did that. You turn around, what, some months later, he said so many cussing words. Man, he made up some cussing words that you ain't never heard before.
Amen. Yeah.
And you didn't hear none of these folks that got together with him. You didn't hear none of them come on YouTube and us and listen. We rebuke that and we against. They ain't said nothing. Because we want to hide people in sin. And we'll tell them, well, you done sinned before. You can't judge. As if God has a church of no accountability. I want to say this as I get ready to end. Let my brother offer a closing prayer. See, this is why some people are church hoppers. And they church hoppers because they're looking for a church that doesn't hold them accountable for nothing. So
right.
You can go out there and sleep with 20 folks and then come in the service Sunday and drink sacrament, get up there and even preach a little bit, And everybody, if not most everybody in the congregation, know what you're doing. And then you just do the routine every day, every week, you know. And they say, oh, I like the church. It's the greatest church. I'm glad I'm a member. But then when Pastor Joe is up there preaching under the anointing and preaching against fornication, and you looking at him, now you want to quit because you say he picking on me. No, that was the anointing of the Holy Ghost given unto him to speak that word and to cause a conviction to come upon you, but you can't take it, so now you wants to run out and go join another church.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
But through all this, that man of sin gonna say, hey, it's okay. Go get drunk a little. There's nothing wrong with it. Hey, that's why I'm called Father. I can forgive you of your sin. Come to me. I can forget what? You're robbing and stealing right now, no problem. Go ahead and do it and come into the booth and confess to me.
Yes.
Not confess to Jesus now. Confess to them. That's what they said. Confess to me.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is out of the equation.
Amen.
As did we walking it. We ain't examining nothing. Okay, we're not examining nothing. And people that say, well, he's the greatest preacher. You're not examining the doctrines being taught. I mean, what's the scripture in there about purgatory? I didn't see nothing about no purgatory in the Word of God. But yet still, once again, big time leaders,
hey,
where we at? We ain't saying nothing. We just mouth closed. One reason why? Because we agree with it. Plain and simple.
Amen.
So I'm going to let my brother off of a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us, Lord God, for being around us, Lord God, for sending your angels, Lord God, to hallelujah, to support us, Lord God, to fight for us, Lord God. Father, in the heavenlies, O Lord God, and on this earth, O Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, for great is he that be for us and he that be against us, O Lord God. And, O Lord God, we stand on your word, Lord God. We live in your word, and we believe in your word, O Lord God. It is the gospel of truth, O Lord God. It is the whole truth. It is the absolute truth, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless every listener, everyone that has tuned in, Lord God, to this word, O Lord God. Father, that their souls, O Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that these words, Lord God, may have their way in their lives, O Lord God, be planted deep in their hearts, in their minds, in their souls, in their spirits, O Lord God, and bring them, Lord
yes,
God,
sir,
to the place that you want to bring them, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of this word, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
the gospel of Christ, hallelujah, let the power of his word, Lord God, hallelujah, bring them all the way, Lord God, and bring them back again, O Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to hear all of these words, O Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, we pray. And we give you honor, praise, and glory, Lord God, for these are your words, O Lord God. Father, we take no credit. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord,
thank you humbly, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name
yes,
of the
Lord,
Lamb, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And keep them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Until next time, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we are so grateful. Thank God for all you that have been listening tonight. We will come with part two, the second and final part to the Little Horn tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. So
amen.
Ask for Brother Robert Gross, Brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.